This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, our feature is Authentic Voices, and today's reviews are in the areas of biography, memoir, and history. I have a review of Earphone's winner, A Life in Parts, the memoir written and read by Breaking Bad's Bryan Cranston. And I have a highlight with narrator Lisa Renee Pitts and a review of her Earphone's winning reading of Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil by Leslie McSpadden. Let's get right to it. Authentic Voices. What's the right voice to bring a personal, true-to-life story off the page and into our ears? Sometimes it's the voice of the author. Tara Clancy's and Trevor Noah's stories are decidedly best told by them in their own unique voices. In a work like Leslie McSpadden's Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil, a professional narrator who connects intimately with the work can bring the same kind of emotional authenticity. On the following pages, you will hear about new audiobook reviews in memoir, biography, history, and more, plus interviews with narrators Lisa Renee Pitts and Graham Halstead, and authors T.C. Boyle and N.K. Jemison. Our first review today in the area of biography, memoir, and history is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review is A Life in Parts. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Bryan Cranston. In this gritty, honest memoir, Emmy Award-winning actor Bryan Cranston looks at both his career and his life as crafts to be honed and perfected. The narration is pitch perfect, profound, and room-filling, thanks to Cranston's sonorous timbre and expert inflections. Audio fidelity and production values are exceptionally strong, and Cranston's performance is on a par with any of his award-winning TV roles. Listeners will likely enjoy hearing in detail all of his preparations and mind work for such series as Breaking Bad, Malcolm in the Middle, Seinfeld, and his Tony Award-winning turn in the LBJ piece All the Way. Additionally, Cranston's sometimes painful and sometimes fun early adventures as a dock loader, farmhand, and motorcyclists and more are colorfully explored. This is a winner, a great listening experience. William A. Gewirtz wrote that review of A Life in Parts, written and read by Bryan Cranston. It's an Earphones winner from Simon & Schuster Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in biography and memoir is also an Earphones winner, The Clancys of Queens. It's written and read by Tara Clancy. From her first utterance, Tara Clancy evokes belly laughs as she recounts her uncommon life from ages 5 to 18. She spent part of the time in a Queens boathouse belonging to her Irish dad, part of the time in the Brooklyn home of her working-class Italian grandparents, and weekends in the Hamptons with her mother. Clancy's character portrayals are convincing, with the standouts being her dynamic, droll father and hilarious Grandma Rico Bono, whose colorful curses and outsized personality overshadow even Clancy. listeners will enthusiastically join Clancy at her dad's local bar, in a limo en route to the Hamptons, and in a number of locations during her lost teen years, in which she found herself by stumbling onto a copy of King Lear. In the epilogue, she introduces her wife and two kids, making listeners sad to leave a delightful friend. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of The Clancys of Queens. It's an Earphones Witner, written and read by Tara Clancy. It's available from Random House Audio for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Low Country Heart, Reflections on a Writing Life by Pat Conroy, read by Scott Brick. If this is the last audiobook we will have from the late, great Pat Conroy, it's a gift that Scott Brick is giving it voice. Conroy was a deeply emotional writer at the driest of times, and these pieces, written at the end of his life when he was losing friends and knew that his own time was severely limited, are drenched with feeling. They consist of letters to his fans, what others would call blog posts, eulogies, and other occasional writings from the last years of his life. He is open-hearted here to a stunning degree, while continuing to be a stylist of generosity, high color, and elegant vocabulary. It would be easy to overplay such writing, but Brick gets it absolutely right. Bravo. That review by Beth Gutchen is of A Low Country Heart, Reflections on a Writing Life by Pat Conroy. It's read by Scott Brick, and it's available from Random House Audio for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Just Getting Started. It's written by Tony Bennett with Scott Simon, and it's an Earphones Winner, read by Joe Barrett. Joe Barrett gives a light touch of New York to his narration of this memoir by singer Tony Bennett, a native New Yorker. Barrett shares his talent for dialect and accent as listeners hear conversations that Bennett recalls with people who helped guide his long and distinguished career. Pearl Bailey gave Bennett his first break, and Bob Hope took him on the road and changed his name. Although Bennett has performed for many years, he remains true to his jazz roots. His international renown continues to this day. As for Barrett, he can count his performance of Bennett's Recollections as a resounding success in a career par excellence. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Just Getting Started. It's by Tony Bennett with Scott Simon, and it's an Earphones Winner, read by Joe Barrett. It's available from Harper Audio for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Walk Through Walls, a memoir written and read by Marina Abramović. Artist Marina Abramović narrates this memoir documenting her life and 50 years of performance art. Her Yugoslavian-accented English and unique phrasing pattern with starts and stops make this listening experience as distinctive as Abramović's art. Her smoky-voiced, even-toned reading balances the often horrific accounts of her abusive childhood, world travels, spiritual search, love life, and pain-centered performances. In a steady, serious tone, Abramović immerses listeners in oppressive communist Belgrade, where she discovers that art is a matter of life and death. Believing that her body is an object to be acted upon, the artist explains how her extreme, disturbing, masochistic performances revolutionized the art world. Like her live audiences, Abramović's listeners enter into her narrative, performance, art, and discover that the artist is present. Rena Toby wrote that review of Walk Through Walls. It's written and read by Marina Abramović, and it's available from Random House Audio for 15 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Born a Crime by Trevor Noah, and it's an Earphones Winner, read by the author. Comedian Trevor Noah's Stories of growing up in South Africa are vivid, sometimes harrowing, and often laugh-out-loud funny. The bonus of audio is that listeners get to hear Noah tell these stories in his South African-accented English, as well as hear him speak snippets of various other South African languages. Noah, who succeeded Jon Stewart as the host of The Daily Show, is a natural storyteller, skilled, engaging, and relatable. Growing up mixed race, his mother was Xhosa and his father was white, in both pre- and post-apartheid South Africa, meant that Noah constantly struggled to find where he belonged. Noah's narration offers insights and intimacy as he gives voice to his mother, his friends, and his younger self. Listeners are invited to glimpse his world. Jennifer M. Dowell wrote that review of Born a Crime. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Trevor Noah, and it's available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Just a reminder that you are listening to the brand new February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in the area of memoir, history, and biography is Eye of the Beholder. It's by, Eye of the Beholder, subtitled Johannes Vermeer, Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, and the Reinvention of Seeing. It's written by Laura J. Snyder, and it's an Earphones winner from Tamara Marston. Laura Snyder investigates the fact that two famous Dutchmen living in Delft at the same time, just a stone's throw from each other, were both using optical devices to see the previously unseen. Narrator Tamara Marston clearly understands the important points of the text, and with impeccable pacing and her lovely, accessible voice, proves an able, engaging guide through the detailed scientific and artistic narrative. Johannes Vermeer used the camera obscura to look at how colors change under different light conditions, and Antoni van Leeuwenhoek peered through tiny, complicated microscopes at any organism or substance he could lay his hands on. Snyder doesn't know if there was any relationship between the two, but believes their combined efforts changed the way we see the world. Marston's fine performance provides an added sheen. Anna Broom wrote that review of Eye of the Beholder, Johannes Vermeer, Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, and the Reinvention of Seeing. It's by Laura J. Snyder, an Earphones winner from Tamara Marston, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 13.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Glass Universe: How the Ladies of the Harvard Observatory Took the Measure of the Stars. It's written by Dava Sobel, and it's read by Cassandra Campbell. While the men searched the stars at night, the women interpreted and made discoveries from the glass universe they had recorded. Cassandra Campbell tells the story of these unknown women and their influence on the field of astronomy. Campbell's gentle, soothing storytelling breathes life into the women from the early group of astronomers' wives and daughters in the mid-1800s to the graduates of women's colleges later in the century, and the more recent stories of influential female astronomers. Sobel's writing is enhanced by the inclusion of excerpts from the personal diaries and letters of some of these exceptional women. Campbell's smooth and refined reading brings a personal touch to the listening experience. Andrew G. McKinley wrote that review of The Glass Universe: How the Ladies of the Harvard Observatory Took the Measure of the Stars. It's written by Dava Sobel, and it's read by Cassandra Campbell. It's available from Penguin Audio for 12.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Crusades: The Authoritative History of the War for the Holy Land by Thomas Asbridge, and Earphones winner read by Derek Perkins. This lengthy audio history of the medieval Crusades spans centuries and generations upon generations of kings and generals. It is an investment of more than a full day of one's life, and it's rewarding on a number of levels. Derek Perkins is, as always, a matchless narrator. One could relish this production entirely for the music of his pronunciation. Asbridge is a skilled storyteller, and each successive turn of events will command listener interest, even as all the previous campaigns and waves of battle blur in the mind. This is an epic tale, a history of the waxing and waning of medieval chivalry, and an advanced staging for today's wars for religion and territory in the Middle East. David A. Walton wrote that review of the Crusades, The Authoritative History of the War for the Holy Land. It's written by Thomas Asbridge, and it's read by Derek Perkins as an Earphones winner. It's available from Harper Audio for 25.5 hours of unabridged listening. We'll stop now, and we will hear a narrator interview with Lisa Renee Pitts and a review of Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil. Lisa Renee Pitts comes by her knack for narrating honestly. When I was very young, I used to perform in front of the bathroom mirror, and my dad would walk past and say, "Oh my goodness, she's in the bathroom talking to herself again." Ever since then, I've just been talking to myself in the mirror or microphone. Pitts performs on stage and screen as well as in the recording booth, though she says her preparation is much the same no matter what kind of performing she's doing. I read the story just for the story first, and then if I'm doing a play, for example, I'm really concentrating on my character, but I'm still looking into the other characters and building relationships. How is my character connected to this other character in the play? It's the same for an audiobook. I ask, do these characters like each other, not like each other? And I build from there. She says she was particularly moved by two audiobooks that she recorded back to back, Natasha Dionne's debut novel, Grace, and Leslie McSpadden's memoir, Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil, The Life, Legacy, and Love of My Son, Michael Brown. Both stories just show how our humanity and how we strive through difficulties in life. I believe I recorded Grace first, and then I went directly into to tell the Truth and Shame the Devil. And I remember my engineer and I having to take time and just cry or take a pause. Both of these titles took me some time to record, at least 4 to 5 days. The stories stayed with me. I hope listeners are able to connect with that. If you're alive and you're hearing this, it will affect you. It just has to. Pitts was introduced to audiobooks through theater. I was doing a play here in Los Angeles at a theater company called Actors Co-op, and a member of the company was directing an audiobook, and they were seeking a black actress, so she recommended me and a few other actresses in our theater company to come down and audition. I had never done an audiobook or even listened to one, but I thought that was so intriguing to read aloud and tell all of these beautiful stories. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And so I auditioned, and I actually booked it. Pat Fraley produced it, Pushkin and the Queen of Spades, and I received an Earphones Award for that. And it was my very first title, so I just felt like I was onto something. And here I am, still doing it and loving every minute of it. It makes me feel like I'm in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. That interview was conducted by Jennifer M. Dowell with Lisa Renee Pitts, narrator, and here's her review, a review of Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil by Leslie McFadden. It's by Lila Beth Lefiore, and it's an Earphones winner read by Lisa Renee Pitts. This production robs one's breath while bestowing enlightenment. Michael Brown was the teenager who was shot by police in Ferguson, Missouri during the summer of 2015. This memoir is by Brown's mother. Narrator Lisa Renee Pitts delivers a performance so believable and emotionally authentic that it reaches inside listeners and shakes their very souls. From the quiver in her voice, indicating a desperate attempt to hold back tears, to the genuine laughter erupting out of a heart overflowing with joy, Pitts forces listeners to experience the life-altering emotions of her subject, Leslie McSpadden. Leslie McSpadden lived every mother's worst nightmare under the microscope of society's scrutiny and criticism. Pitts's narration reminds listeners that she's a human being who overcame myriad obstacles in raising a black son, only to have him ripped away far too early. This narration epitomizes the power of audiobooks. Jennifer Forbus wrote that review of Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil. It's by Leslie McSpadden with Lila Beth Fiore, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Lisa Renee Pitts. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 10.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we will now return to our reviews in biography, memoir, and history. And our next review is Victoria the Queen, an intimate biography of the woman who ruled an empire. It's by Julia Baird, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Lucy Rayner. With impeccable phrasing and a voice rich with style and color of 19th century England, narrator Lucy Rayner captures the essence of Queen Victoria. She was Great Britain's longest reigning monarch until the contemporary Queen Elizabeth broke that record. Rayner creates mystery and intrigue with her performance of Victoria's mother, who plotted to become regent should Victoria ascend to the throne before she turned 18. Luckily for England, it didn't happen. Rayner captures Victoria's personality and emotions so well that listeners come to know her and Albert, her beloved prince, throughout her reign until his untimely death. Rayner also breathes life into the widowed Victoria, who reigned for 40 years in mourning and still continued to amaze and shock her subjects. A bravura performance. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Victoria the Queen, an intimate biography of the woman who ruled an empire. It's written by Julia Baird. It's an Earphones winner, read by Lucy Rayner, available from Highbridge Audio for 21 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Al Capone, His Life, Legacy, and Legend by Deirdre Blair. It's an Earphones winner, read by Rob Shapiro. Al Capone's reign as the gangster king of Chicago lasted only 6 years, yet he retains a storied place in American culture decades after his death. In this audiobook, the author explores the myth and reality of Capone's life and expands the story by examining members of his larger family. Her style is straightforward with heavy use of declarative sentences. This adapts extremely well to audio. Narrator Rob Shapiro enhances the writing with a clear, even voice that eschews any false theatrics. At the same time, he carries the listener along even during the few sections that are far from dramatic or action-filled. He wisely refrains from adopting any accents. In all, this well-written work is rendered even stronger by an able narration. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of Al Capone, His Life, Legacy, and Legend. It's by Deirdre Blair, read by Rob Shapiro, an Earphones winner, from Random House Audio for 16 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, next we have True Vine by Beth Macy, read by Suzanne Torin. Narrator Suzanne Torin brings an understated and lucid voice to this strange but true story of the Jim Crow South. In 1899, brothers George and Willie Muse lived and worked with their sharecropping family on a tobacco farm in Truvine, Virginia. At ages 6 and 9, the brothers, both African-American albinos with golden hair, were kidnapped by circus agents and displayed as freaks for the next 13 years. As George and Willie traveled worldwide with the Ringling Brothers' Barnum and Bailey circuses, their mother tirelessly worked to bring them home. Torrance's poised, sophisticated narration makes for enjoyable listening while still allowing author Beth Macy's impressive journalistic efforts to take center stage. Andrew Northrup wrote that review of Truthvine by Beth Macy, read by Suzanne Torin, available from Machete Audio for 11 hours unabridged. Finally today, we have Labyrinths, Emma Jung and her marriage to Carl, and the early years of psychoanalysis by Katrine Clay, read by Karen Cass. Karen Cass's studious and crisp narration guides listeners through the complexities of Emma Jung's marriage to Carl Jung, the eminent psychologist. The intersection of the institution of marriage and the practice of psychoanalysis during the early 20th century provides the engaging premise for Clay's exhaustive account. Emma's role isn't merely dutiful. Her partnership with Carl is rooted in intellect, as Carl becomes a sought-after public academic in the area of Freud, with whom Carl eventually has a falling out. This is an invaluable historical document on personal and professional relationships in the human environment. Stephen P. Cummings wrote that review of Labyrinths, Emma Jung, Her Marriage to Carl, and the Early Years of Psychoanalysis. It's written by Katrine Clay, read by Karen Cass, available from Harper Audio for 11.25 hours, unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have an assortment of reviews from a number of subject areas, from science fiction fantasy to audio theater to classics and drama. You'll hear reviews of such earphone-winning titles as The Dispatcher by John Scalzi, read by Zachary Quinto, Mockingbird by Walter Tevis, read by Robert Fass and Nicole Poole, and Don Juan by Lord Byron, read by Jonathan Keeble. And I have an interview with author N.K. Jemisin and a review of her latest, The Obelisk Gate, Broken Earth, Book 2. It's an earphones winner, read by Robin Miles. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.